friends, hope, you remember what we did in the last class. We were discussing conjunction. For combining two words, we add um, this is the suffix, to both the words. For that, we did have a few examples where we could see some variations. Let me find out whether you have understood it properly. Do you remember these words? U, I, ir, uir. And this is me, I, mei. Uir stands for vowels and mei stands for consonants. Suppose we are combining these two, what will happen? You put um here and again here. Here you have a consonant, this is a vowel, so naturally this accepts the vowel and you have uirum. And here you have to take care of the number of letters in this particular word. It's a two-lettered word with a short vowel. Whenever there is a short vowel as the first letter of any word, you have to be careful. Now, this is a short vowel with a consonant. The consonant has another vowel to come in the other word. Here what happens? This is doubled. We did see that. Do you remember? May plus another, this is doubled, you get ya and it becomes you and um. This remains as it is. So you have may plus um, mayum. You have another ya here, that is doubling of this particular consonant. This takes place only when the first letter is a short one, and that too, the whole word is a two-lettered one. Now we shall have a few more examples and find out how we can solve them if there is any problem. Do you remember this word? Mani, mani. Mani stands for a bell, a jewel, and also at times time. Mani, and this is O. Li, oli. Oli means sound. A bell must have a sound. Now I combine these two. I put here and also here. How will these be joined? This is ni, it ends with a vowel I. This um starts with a vowel u. This is a vowel and this also is a vowel. when two vowels come together, what did we do last time? We tried to drop one and accept one. Drop one and accept one. When there are two vowels, that is, when there are two woos. Here you know, it is one e and the other is u. So, to combine these two vowels, you have to do something. What happens? These vowels are raw ones, rough ones. So, naturally you have to put a sort of grease. And this letter, ya, functions as a grease between these two. This is called a semi-vowel in linguistics. This is a consonant by itself and also functions as a semi-vowel. As a result, you have this and put together, that is money plus a consonant plus om. What will this be? Mani, yum. Mani, yum. Mani, yum. And here we come, we find the same pattern here. This word ending with e and this one having another vowel. Naturally, you have a semi vowel here and this becomes olium. So, maniyum, maniyum, oliyum, oliyum, maniyum, oliyum. When mani and oli are combined, the result is they become maniyum, oliyum, mani and oli. That is a bell and sound. What is this? Kili. Kili. Kili is a parrot, as we saw earlier. Suppose you have to add om. You have another bird here. Can you recognize this one? Ka-ga-yam. Ka-gam. Mark the pronunciation. Ka-gam. This ka becomes ga because of the previous letter. Ka-gam. Ka-gam is a crow. And you add here. A parrot and a crow. A parrot and a crow. And you combine these two. Kili plus kagam plus Here what happens? There is a natural combination. So this becomes ka ga mu im. Im plus u becomes mu. Kagamum. This is a natural combination. Here we find e in the first letter and u in the other word as the first letter. So, you require a grease. So, this becomes kiliyum kagamum. Kiliyum kagamum.